There are churches today that have set aside their services, or they have altered their morning service to have, well, we're having a picnic tomorrow. We're thankful for our independence. We're having a picnic, using it as a holiday that has been given, and we embrace it and have fellowship together, and it's all fine and good, even for this British citizen. I can bring myself to appreciate it. But the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. What truth? Well, in one sense, all truth. But what specific truth? Christ. The gospel. Who God is and what he has done through his Son. These are the essential things. And what's being communicated in some places. I mean, I'm not talking here about places that disregard the Bible. I'm talking about places that claim to be about the book. And they change their morning service and they have no evening service. And I'm thinking, what are you saying? What are you saying? What are you communicating? Whether implicitly or explicitly, what are you saying? That America's independence is more important, or in some way we set aside on one Lord's Day, the day that God Almighty called for us to remember the first creation and the means by which we might enjoy the second creation, the creation of ourselves in Him. One day in seven, just to have your mind on this. And whenever other national holidays rise and fall and come with a changing calendar, just this one day, this is my day, always my day, my truth. Consider that, ponder that, keep your heart on that. Everything else can move, but not that. What are we telling our children? That deliverance from the tyranny of Britain is greater than the deliverance of the tyranny of Satan and sin? What's being communicated? My heart breaks because are we not praying so hard that God would spare the coming generation and send a revival? And the very places that are meant to be pictures of beauty and truth are letting go, doing things that 50 or 100 years ago, if you brought it up in a committee meeting, you'd be kicked off. You wouldn't last up 5 minutes. Wind your neck in, brother. Or get out. I mean, you wouldn't entertain it for a second. My heart bleeds.